I want to speak to you this morning out of Luke chapter 19. A curious sinner and a seeking Savior. That's the title of the message. And it has to do with Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus was a publican. A publican was one of the most hated people among the Jews. They were considered traitors, outcasts, the lowest of the low. For they worked for the Roman government to collect taxes, and most of them were extortioners. They would charge the people more taxes than they should. And they would even charge people with tax evasion in hopes to receive hush money. So when we read that one was a publican, you know he was usually a crook and hated by all. Then it says he was a rich man. This caught my attention because of chapter 18. The Lord had just told his disciples that it was hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And he also told them that all things were possible with God, because they said, who then can be saved? And here he proves his power to save by saving this rich man. He demonstrates his power to save the vilest and richest of men at the same time. None are so bad that the Lord cannot save. He's able to save unto the uttermost. As one man said, unto the guttermost. Now Zacchaeus was very curious to see Jesus, to see who he was. He had heard about him, no doubt, and now he wanted to see him. He wanted to see what manner of man he was. Like the disciples said after our Lord calmed the wind and the sea, they said, what manner of man is this? The Spirit of God will create an interest in the heart of his elect to seek out Christ and find out who he is, even if it's just out of curiosity at first. Despise not the day of small things. I am sure that Zacchaeus did not realize at that time that it was the Spirit of God who had aroused his spirit to see Jesus. It also says in verse 3 that he was little of stature. He was not a tall man, he was short. And the crowd was around Christ. Therefore he had to climb up a tree to see the Lord. For he was to pass by that way. Now Zacchaeus' shortness of stature and that tree were not by accident. The Lord was purposely going to cross the path of Zacchaeus. And God, being a God of means, used that tree to hold him in until it was time for him to pass by. The Lord will use whatever means that he has purposed to use to keep his people until it's time for them to meet him. I assure you that our meeting of Christ will not be by chance or by accident, but by purpose. He will see to it, the Lord will see to it, by his providential dealings, that their paths cross at the appointed time. Little did Zacchaeus know that he was up that tree on purpose. And little do we realize that the things that befall us whom the Lord saves, are for the purpose of bringing us to Christ. Just like that Ethiopian eunuch when he went up to Jerusalem and he had gotten a hold of Isaiah, and on his way back, God sent Philip down to preach the gospel to him. And many of the Lord's people can give account of how the Lord brought them to hear the gospel. God does not save men by accidental meetings. It's always on purpose. No one hears the gospel by accident. They hear by purpose. Now when Jesus came to the place, it says in verse 4, you see, if we are to be saved, he will first have to come to us. He must come to where we are, where we live. This is why he had to come into this world of sin and iniquity. He had to come to the place where the offense occurred, the place where the law was broken, the place where you and I were condemned. He had to come into this world as a representative and keep the law that was broken. He had to magnify the law and make it honorable in the place of his people. He had to come and provide us with a righteousness to cover our nakedness. He had to come and shed his blood for the remission of our sins, all the sins of his elect. And he had to die so that the law could have no more claims on us. He took our place of judgment and wrath. Therefore, we are free from the curse and free from condemnation because Christ took our place. If you miss judgment, it's because Jesus Christ took your place. And now he's going back, it says, to prepare a place of acceptance. That's what he's gone back to do. And he said, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and get you, receive you to myself. And besides all this, had he not come to the place to get us, we would never have gone to him, nor could have gone to him. Dead people don't go anywhere. And by nature, we are all spiritually dead. We don't desire him and don't want him. We didn't even have the will to go to him until he made us willing in the day of his power. Now after coming to the place, the ordained place, it says he looked up. The Lord looked up on him. My, what grace that the Lord of glory should look up. But the sense of it is this. He looked upon Zacchaeus in mercy and grace. Here is a sinner who has found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And this grace was unasked and unsought after. Christ looked upon him in love and tenderness, just as he has many of us. There were a lot of people whom he could have looked upon, but he chose Zacchaeus. He could have looked upon many others, but if you believe the gospel, if you truly believe the gospel, he chose you. He looks upon the objects of his love. And I tell you this, Christ looked upon him long before this. He looked upon him back in eternity, even before the earth was, before the world was. He looked upon him in that covenant of grace. If Christ looks upon any of us now, if he looks upon any of us in mercy and grace, it's because he looked upon us in eternity past in that covenant of grace. And then he gives him an effectual call. He spoke to him, as he does to all his sheep when he calls them. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. When he speaks, something happens. His sheep hear. And he spoke to him. Now listen, he spoke to him personally. He called him by name like he did Lazarus and Samuel. He called him. He said, Zacchaeus. I tell you what he said. Note what he says to him. Make haste and come down. Well, this is the first thing that must happen when God calls a sinner in salvation. We must come down. We must be brought down. We must be laid in the dust. And the sooner we fall at his feet, the sooner we will enjoy his salvation. It's a shame. It is a shame that we take so long in coming down. If only sinners knew what awaited them. Full salvation. Full pardon. Full justification. But here's the sense of it. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. He's not going to hang around for us to make up our minds or make a decision or decide whether or not we're going to accept him. The command is make haste and come down now. It's not up for debate. Salvation is not up for debate. It's come down now. And I know this. I would rather be brought down by the grace of God than brought down by my sins. Now here's the purpose of coming down now. The Lord said to him, today I must abide at thy house. When the Lord saves a man, he does not play around. When it is the decreed time for him to manifest himself to a sinner, he will do it now, today. And listen, here is salvation. Now listen, here it is. I must abide at thy house. Salvation is Christ in you. It is not Christ in the crowd. It is not Christ in our presence. It is Christ in you. Christ is in our presence now in the gospel. He's in our presence in his word. But unless he's in you, you are lost. Now it says that Zacchaeus made haste. When the Lord gives an effectual call, his people are made willing to come down. It says that he received him joyfully. He was glad to receive him. Sinners are glad to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes them glad. This is different than the way the Pharisees received him. Old Simon the Pharisee, he didn't even give him the common courtesy of the day when he came to his house. Notice the reaction of the people in verse 7. They murmured. They murmured. They thought of all the people he could have gone home with and eaten with, he chose a man as a sinner. They said, he's going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Well, let me tell you this. That's the only place he's welcome. Sinners are the only people who welcome Jesus Christ. Those self-righteous Pharisees didn't welcome him at all. Religious people without Christ are the meanest people this side of hell. Look back through history, and you'll find out that the meanest people on earth are religious people. Only a sinner can appreciate and love Jesus Christ. All others despise Him. It was for sinners He came. It was for sinners He died. And it is sinners whom He receives and eats with. He doesn't eat with good people. He eats with sinners. There are no good people. God said that. There's none good, no, not one. And Zacchaeus was so overwhelmed. This sinner was so overwhelmed that he became a giver instead of a taker. He said that he'd give half his goods to feed the poor. He gave to those who could not give back to him. I tell you this, grace will make you liberal. It will make you a giver because God has given to you life and forgiveness and mercy. Our Lord confirms the blessing in verse 9. This day is salvation come into this house. Here is the sense of this. Where Christ is, salvation is. For He is that salvation. And He confirms that Zacchaeus is a promised seed of Abraham. He said, for as much as he also is a promised seed of Abraham, every believer, now listen, every believer is a promised seed of Abraham. From among the Jews and the Gentiles. The true Israel of God are the believers. That's the true Israel of God. Paul said, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and have no confidence in the flesh. We are the true Jew who worship God in spirit. Now, we may not know who they are by looking at His people. We don't know who they are. I don't know. I preach to all men to believe God, to come and repent and look to the Lord Jesus Christ. I preach that. But the Lord knows them that are His. He knoweth them that are His. And He gives the reason, the purpose for His mission and going to Zacchaeus' house. He said He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus Christ is not trying to save lost people. He's saving lost people. The Lord will seek out the lost sheep and bring them in, bring them home. And He will not stop until He has saved the last one. Well, may the Lord bless His word.